Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
But we'll continue with the calls on Scatterboo, and that's what we started the show with. Monday Night Raw last night. Hoff and I were on hand to see it. Scatterboo was in the crowd, front row with Abdul Carter. You know, obviously the news with Abdul Carter this week. This is the day after all the stuff comes out about him sleeping through meetings and missing walkthroughs. He's there holding the Giants championship belt, getting into a little bit of scrum with Dom Mysterio. And then Scatterboo gets into a shoving match. Probably not the best thing for the Giants right now, BT, the way things have gone here. And even more specifically with the injury to Scatterboo.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously agree. I said that to start the show. It's a lack of awareness, and I don't want to be that guy that just, you know, get off the lawn, kids. You know, you can't have fun, kids. Have as much fun as you want. You're young once, but there's got to be a modicum of responsibility as a professional athlete. You know, there's optics, and then there's actually putting yourself in a little bit of danger, perhaps. And although the optics for Carter after his day yesterday were bad last night, just seemed like he didn't have a care in the world, and that doesn't really show me that he gets it, at least the magnitude of what's been reported. And then the actual putting yourself in harm's way is what Cam Scatterboo did. So luckily he didn't get hurt, you know, but it was a little cavalier for me, and I can't imagine the Giants like that. And really, bigger picture, less about Cam and even to a lesser extent about Carter, even though I've got more of an issue with him. I just think it really speaks to the sloppiness and the disconnect and the lack of authority and understanding inside the Giants building what it takes to actually be a winning team, despite the fake wrestling belt that they had over their shoulder.
And then the other stuff that we talked about, and this is going to be really, you know, the news of the day here. So Jeff Passan comes out with an article, a long article on ESPN.com, going over all the moves that he think could be made this offseason. And there's a lot there for both the Mets and Yankees. Both teams, as of this moment, in on Kyle Tucker. He says the Yankees could use an upgrade over Anthony Volpe at short, so potential fit for Bo Bichette. Now, again, to me, that's more speculation than realistic.
That's
who knows?
That's not happening.
Yeah,
no way the Yankees
I don't think
are doing
so.
That.
Yanks would want Bellinger back. The Mets are trying to build a loaded bullpen with the idea of bringing Diaz back and signing Devin Williams if they show interest in him. And maybe the most interesting thing from this is that the Mets are, quote, blowing up plenty, meaning trading away players. Nimmo, McNeil, Luis Angel Acuna, Senga, Vientos, Beatty, all will be made available or are available from the Mets.
It's time to go shopping, man. Yankees aren't good enough. Mets are even below that. So it's time to start popping on these deals here. And I don't mean like getting announcements today. I mean just understanding what the plan is and really what the urgency is and the magnitude, Sal, of the off seasons that both of these teams need to have. And what I think is very interesting, number one, I do think both teams will be very active. So that report doesn't surprise me at all from Jeff. I also think that it's not just, like last year for the Mets was about adding. Last year, once the Yankees lost Juan Soto, it was about adding and going to plan B and adding the four players they brought in. This year, it's got to be a little bit of a hybrid where both the Yankees and Mets need to add, clearly, but I also think the Yanks and the Mets need to delete, whether it's a Nimmo, whether it's a Stanton, which I know they won't do, or something else where I think you need to further change the composition of each roster.
And then the other thing, BT, is I was talking, and again, I'm not reporting this. I'm just saying that I was speaking to and texting with, well, not speaking to, texting with an industry source who's got some insight here on, you know, trust me, I know he knows the inner workings of the games and the contracts. It doesn't mean it's gospel, but he was just saying that it's unlikely that Pete comes back to the Mets. The rumors that you're hearing about the Mets not willing to bend are very true. And I think there's a lot of other stuff in there. He goes over some teams. The Angels are being looked at as one of the teams who could spend stupidly. Maybe Cincinnati, even Tampa could get involved for Pete's power. And then I was like, well, what do you think the Mets max is? And he said 2+1, around 30 per year. Now, if that's the case, and again, it's not gospel. It doesn't work for the Mets, just an industry source. If that's the case, I don't think there's any chance the Mets retain Pete Alonso, because I firmly believe. Now, Naylor got 5 years, $90 million, which is, it's actually embarrassing.
I don't mind it. I like Naylor a lot better than you.
Well, no, I'm saying.
Oh, you mean based on Pete getting maybe 2+1?
Well, the contract for Naylor, once I saw 5 years, I was thinking, okay, well, Pete's not taking anything less than that, and nor would I if I were Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm. I'm taking minimum 5 years. If Naylor, and I know he's 2 years younger, I don't care, I'm better than he is. But the fact that Naylor got 90, that's not going to do Pete any favors. What's 5 years, $90 million?
It's not resetting
The Mets would sign Pete for that in a second. Pete's looking to get 3 years, $90 million, not 5 or 6.
True.
So he might not get the total amount that he wants. I bet you Pete wants $200 million. You could get 6, 7 years. No, I'm saying that's what he wants.
I get it. There's a lot of things we want.
I would go to 160. That would be my initial offer. Or what did I say, 180? 6 years for 180. I mean... I feel like that's a more, to get ahead of the market, that's a more than fair offer. He might get that, what I would offer Pete. He might get that somewhere else.
Yep.
But according to my industry source in this particular case, it doesn't seem like the Mets would be willing to go there.
No, and I don't think that they should. I mean, listen, the Alonso thing is very complicated. I get it. It really is. And I'm sensitive to, you know, what he's done and what he means to Met fans. And I really mean that. You know, $30 million a year over six to me is ludicrous. If I ran the Mets, I would not do that. That's just me, right? But now I got to be fair to Pete. Like, if this, and you know, this source that you just got, and you and I were talking about this during the break, and so I know it's well-sourced, right? If that's true, and their best offer is 2+1, that's disrespectful.
All right, well, let's say it's 3+1. Even if, and again,
I still think Pete would reject it, but at least it's a much more presentable, fair. I would think that the Mets kind of did the right thing at that point. I couldn't really criticize.
Well, say, Mike, we don't know. Again, I mean, he's just giving his opinion based on his knowledge and insight. Doesn't know specifically the case, but so my point is, even if he's on the lower end and it's 3+1, I still don't think that's going to be enough to retain Pete.
I agree with you.
The difference was last year with the qualifying offer attached, coming off of two quote-unquote down years for him, the market just wasn't there. I have to believe, all it takes is one. I have to believe that there's going to be one team. And remember, the Mets were willing to let him go last year off of a year where they got to the NLCS. You don't think the Mets will be willing to let him go off of a year where they won 83 freaking games, even with that production that Pete had?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's the right move. I'm just saying I can believe that the Mets might be willing to draw the line.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And I think that a lot of people will believe that because they believe Stearns doesn't necessarily want Pete back at the price it might cost. And the hope would be that Cohen would jump in.
And not prevent Stearns or basically usurp Stearns and say, hey, he means a lot to our fans. And despite you not thinking this makes the most baseball sense as my GM, I'm going to flex because it's my team. If that happens, that I think that's a bad dynamic for the Mets. And I think it happened last year. I do not think Cohen will do that this year. I don't. Now, here's the thing, too. There's a lot of different sources and there's a lot of different names. And there's a lot of possibilities here. What I'm able to extrapolate from all the noise, all right, is that the Mets finally know that they've got to take a wrecking ball to this roster. That's my takeaway.
Right, regardless of the Alonso situation you're talking about.
Yep, the Nimmo, you know, maybe trade Senga. There's just a lot of things out there right now.
Nimmo's got full no trade clause.
I know.
And they were full no trade protection, so that's not going to be easy. Yeah, I mean, I brought up trading Nimmo in season, and I personally like Brandon Nimmo a lot. Probably one of my favorite Mets personally on the team. They just need to change it. I don't know if they would realistically entertain moving on from Lindor. Maybe they wouldn't. That would be something that I would do as well. But according to Passan, it's the idea of Nimmo, McNeil, two guys who, without question, I mean, McNeil should have been traded years ago. Without question, he should be up for grabs. Luis Angel Acuña, I like him, but I'd move on from him. Vientos, Beatty, you can't have, they have four different guys who we're talking about basically for the same positions. It just can't happen. And the other guy in Nimmo, who's, not that he's overly expensive, but his skill set is not something that the Mets really need. They'd be better off spending that money elsewhere and having somebody that could be a more well-rounded ball player that can you know perform in the field and maybe be more consistent throughout the course of a season.
I think when you look at the front of the rotation, those are massive organizational transformative decisions. Whether you give up a McClain, you know, which one do you give up in the Sproat and Tong situation for somebody like Skubal, that's a huge decision. And then I really think the other big, of course, Pete will be the second biggest decision. And then the other one is, you know, how much do they trust Menge to win the job? You know, because Carson Bench, yeah, center field.
Yeah,
so think about this. If you start the season and let's say you don't get Bellinger, which I don't think they will. I think he's staying here. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they did get Tucker, Tucker's not a center fielder. You know, you're still going to have to, it's a pretty big leap of faith center field still because there's nobody on the roster right now. All right, you want to put Taylor out there again, you know, and hit 190 and play scrappy and play good defense? You could, but I think they've got to be 2-3 steps ahead of that. So there's just big moves coming.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll also have Natty Neidhardt in studio with us. She's got her book going on, but we could talk to her about some of the stuff that went down last night between some of the wrestlers and Cam Scataboo on Monday Night Raw. So we'll have some fun with her in about an hour from now. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beat Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Dom is in Westport. What's up, Dom?
Hey, guys. You know, best show definitely on the fan. Really enjoy. Want to make a couple points about Abdul Carter. Agree with you. It is a bad look, especially in light of his season that he's having. You know, I guess sleep is not just affecting him, though, and his career. We also had CeeLo with a little sleep incident. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a famous story I'm sure you guys know about LT sleeping in a meeting.
Yeah.
And when the coaches came and he drew up, you know, the scheme for defense. And, you know, the comparison, I mean, this guy, you know, I think it just has to do with, you know, entitlement sense that these people have. He went to Penn State, you know, picked first round. And the lack of work ethic. And we see it all the time. You know, I'm in finance, and it amazes me to see, like, these associates walk out the door at 5 o'clock. When I was an associate, that was unheard of. So I think it has a lot to do with that. And you know, He's been like that. Sometimes these guys that are fifth or sixth round draft picks,
yeah,
they have a better work ethic.
Well, but Dom, think about this. Dom, that's a broad stereotype. So you're talking about whether it's the young lawyer, maybe bouncing from the firm earlier than back in the day, or what you do in finance. And again, I know that you're not saying it applies to everybody. Clearly, look at Scataboo, who was a fourth round pick who would run through a concrete slab to get a first down. So, you know, I know you're not trying to be unfair to the younger generation, but it does seem like, you know, it was a broad stroke. I don't know if his work ethic is an issue. I don't know that. I know his focus is an issue. I know his timeliness and maybe commitment to being on time is reportedly an issue. But I'm not going to sit here and say that Abdul Carter takes plays off during practice or mails it in the weight room. I'm not there. And I'm not even saying that you're saying that. But we just need to be careful. You can be a little unprofessional, but still work hard. Yeah. I think we need to find out more about Abdul Carter's commitment to being great.
Mistakes happen, and if he truly, you know, fell asleep or whatever, was getting treatment and missed a meeting or walkthrough, okay, not great, especially for a rookie, but you could live with it. The reports of the repeated stuff, sleeping through meeting, okay, even that, but the fact that it's been repeated, missed walkthrough, to a point where the new head coach, the interim head coach, had to discipline him, that's obviously an issue. And my biggest issue is not even that. That's not good, and I wouldn't tolerate that. My biggest issue is that he hasn't done anything on the field. That's what I care about. The Giants' defense has been the biggest disappointment to their team this year. Fact. Abdul Carter has not been anywhere near what you expect from a number three pick overall and the way that he was projected coming out of college. Also fact. So those are my biggest issues. If he were producing and the Giants were winning, we might not even hear about him sleeping through a meeting or missing a walkthrough. Now, again, I wouldn't be a fan of that anyway. It's just not how I operate.
Yep.
But at least I could say, well, I mean, the guy's got 9 sacks or 8 sacks. If it came out that Burns missed a meeting, we'd be like, well, that's not great. But the guy's playing his rear end off this year.
Yeah.
So it's all of the above. Most specifically for me, the lack of production from Abdul Carter every Sunday.
You ever get a professional massage? Of course you have, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So my wife and I have the, I'm not going to give them a free pop, but we have one of these outlets where we have, you know, one a month and we accrue.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're so busy we never go. So we basically have at this point like 30 in the bank. I mean, I'm probably never going to use them. Although she could use them for facials, whatever. It's a complete waste of money, really, at the end of the day. But I fall asleep once in a while on the table. I really have, right? So I'm just... And I'm not trying to overthink this, and I'm trying to be fair, but the term recovery is what's very interesting here. Now, when you're recovering, I'm not a former pro athlete, so I might be missing something here. Recovery is generally a massage or some sort of muscle manipulation or electric stim, okay, or an ice bath.
Yeah.
Like, my point is, if you're getting recovery, generally somebody is in charge of the recovery. Somebody that works for the Giants.
Right. And could schedule.
Don't you think they would know the schedule?
Yeah, I would, yes.
That's what I'm saying. That just sounds
like BS.
I'm not going to call him a liar straight up, but it sounds like it's a stretch.
Mark is calling from Oceanside. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Another great show by you guys. Just very, very interesting. Okay, one for you, Sal, and one for you, BT.
Okay.
Sal, I think Alex Bregman is a terrific player, but I don't think he's right for the Mets.
Hmm.
For a couple of reasons. Number one, he's going to want 4 or 5 years. His numbers have been declining. And we have so many other needs. We can use Beatty if we need a second baseman. We need a center fielder. We might need a first baseman. We need a starter. We need a reliever. So to use a lot of money on Bregman at third, you can't spend money everywhere. I know we have Cone, but I think it's a bit much. We can use Beatty. He's at least shown to be adequate, if not a little better.
Okay, so why, you didn't give me an answer, though, on why you wouldn't want Bregman. I mean, he's still a good player. If I told you that it wasn't going to prevent other holes from being filled, you could also play Bregman at third, have Beatty at second. What if you trade some of those guys to fill, let's say, center field? You get Robert in center field because you trade 2 or 3 of those guys, and you could have Bregman play third base. And if Alonso walks, you're going to have to figure out first base as well, obviously, but... I just don't understand why you wouldn't want the player Bregman. His numbers were solid to me. And
look at his last 2 years in numbers before you say his numbers.
He's declined a bit. He has. I'll give you that.
But they're still solid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a
solid.
And he's a terrific defensive.
The guy a 4 or 5 year contract when his numbers are starting to decline.
All right, what would be then your answer?
Okay, he's playing third.
Yeah, Bregman's not your top guy. Then what are you doing? Are you going all in for Bellinger? What are you doing?
No. I definitely would want Bellinger. Definitely.
Okay. I mean, that's a different
and
story.
And if we're not going to sign Pete, you better bring in somebody who can hit behind Soto. You better bring in a Kyle
Tucker.
All right,
but who? Okay, Kyle Tucker. So you want Bellinger and Kyle Tucker?
I'll take either. I'd be happy with either one. You're probably not going to get both.
But you still need more if you lose Pete. Yeah. Even if you have Pete, thanks for the call.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. He wanted to ask you one.
That's all good.
It's all good.
So, like, the Breckman thing I find really interesting. I love him. All right. Now, again, there is a real detectable dip, and I'm not going to bore you with Savant, the advanced, but he doesn't really hit the ball that hard anymore, and you guys could go check it out. It's very quantifiable. Bat speed's a little down, whatever. Let me ask you this. If you're not a Breckman fan for 4 years or 5 years, all right, that's the big picture. How about this? Two out, ninth inning, first and third, Mets down a run, the Braves closer, the Phillies closer, the Dodgers closer. When he rifles a double down the right field line with two strikes, you're going to like Bregman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's solid.
He's a gamer. He's a baseball player, and you win because of guys like Bregman.
He's done it in the postseason before. He's done it in the clutch spots. You know that. You put him in at third base. He's an everyday solid defender, great defender, and he's just going to give you professional at bat. So he could hit, what do you hit, 280, 270?
Last year he hit 273.
Okay. Career is what?
272. Okay. That's
and what about the homers? 25? What do you hit?
Last year was a surprise. They only had 18 because I'm looking at a spray chart. And one of the things about when there was a thought, well, maybe, and it wasn't very serious, but we had the conversations last year. Should the Yankees go after Bregman?
Yeah. And I wanted the Yankees to get him last year.
I know. And I did too. I like him. I've always respected the hell out of him. He's just a pure baseball player. He's a winner. He's a gamer. But his power is to left field, which obviously does not really behoove the dimensions of Yankee Stadium. So he only hit 18 home runs last year at Fenway, which is a little surprising. And I'm looking at his spray chart, and he only had one, let's see, in terms of extra base hits, three, this will only take a second, four, six, eight extra base hits from center field to right field. So he is a predominantly left center hitter, which we knew, but I'm surprised he only had 18 bombs in Fenway.
How many doubles did you say he had?
Doubles, I don't have that in front of me because I'm on Savant.
Okay, I was just thinking off the top of my head.
Hold on, I got doubles. 25 doubles. Is that right? 17? That seems very low. Oh, that's 17 on... All right, 17 on fastballs, 7 on breaking balls. That's 24. Off speed, they break it down weirdly. Okay. 28. Looks like he had about 28 or 30.
I'm about to pull an Abdul Carter and fall asleep.
Come on. Somebody's got to give people the numbers here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.